When it comes to symbols of American freedom and democracy, the Statue of Liberty is way up there. So 8 months ago, on the 4th of July, when a woman tried to climb the statue, it made headlines. Liberty Island got evacuated. The woman's goal? To shine a light on the detention of children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. Patricia Okumu has since been found guilty of trespassing and disorderly conduct. Tomorrow, she'll learn her punishment. The World's Rupa Shenoy has her story.
It was breaking news.
Just into CNN, Liberty Island is being evacuated now because of a person trying to climb the Statue of Liberty. You're looking at a live picture.
Patricia Okumu, a personal trainer and naturalized American from the Congo, seemingly just hanging out under Lady Liberty's upraised heel. Officers in helmets, secured by ropes and harnesses, crawl toward her.
Authorities forced to evacuate thousands of frustrated tourists.
We planned it and everything. I'm the 4th of July on purpose, so I'm very upset.
I had the children in mind and the children alone.
In a way, Okumu had been heading toward this moment since Donald Trump was elected president. She had never protested before.
I would work from like 5:30 a.m. in the morning until about 10:30, 11, go home, fix dinner, and come out with my banners and signs, head to the Trump Tower. In fact, I was interviewed by the host of the Young Turks. He was the first, I think you can say, to discover me.
So you're the one protester I found here. What are you protesting?
Against Trump.
Don't Against Trump.
Okumu says protesting became a calling for her.
I was having nightmares about the children in cages. Having been born and raised from the Republic of Congo, I use my background as a sort of encyclopedia to become a check of balance on what I'm witnessing around me.
On July 4th, Okumu joined a group called Rise and Resist, protesting on Liberty Island with a banner that said abolish ICE. Okumu went her own way.
I didn't tell a soul, and I was not intended to tell a soul because I knew there was no time for me to be discouraged or be swayed in a different direction. This was a mission.
That's how she ended up under Lady Liberty's foot and then arrested for trespassing, interfering with agency functions, and disorderly conduct. Okumu says she figured that something like a random lady climbing the Statue of Liberty would get under the president's skin.
And I succeeded. Trump, the next day, on July 5th, went to a rally and mentioned me.
You saw that clown yesterday on the Statue of Liberty? You see the guys that went up there? I wouldn't have done it. I would have said, let's get some nets and let's wait till she comes back.
So the president was addressing my action. That was a success.
Well, good. I mean, I'm glad that she sees that kind of attention as something that validates her behavior and her act.
Erica Chenoweth's at Harvard School of Public Policy. She studies civil disobedience and says we're in a new era.
Actually, globally speaking, we live in the most contentious time in recorded human history as civil resistance goes.
In the last 2.5 years, Chenoweth says the U.S. has had more acts of resistance than ever before. And now some wonder if protests have become too normal to be effective. In this media age, with its rapid news cycles, Chenoweth says it's hard to tell what will break through to make change.
It is true that one person can make a difference. And in fact, I would argue that in this instance, this person has made a difference. But that doesn't mean that she alone can win.
Okumu keeps trying. In November, Okumu attempted to climb the Eiffel Tower. She wanted to urge the United Nations to investigate U.S. immigration policy. In February, she was in Austin, Texas, scaling a 4-story building that houses a nonprofit that runs shelters for detained children.
Patricia's repeated recidivist climbing is making my job that much harder.
But Okumu's attorney, Ron Kuby, says she's taking risks that other people can't or won't.
History is made by people who are willing to take risks. They're not the people like us who sit around and dither. They're the people who act. And yes, sometimes they're a little kooky.
Okumu was convicted of the charges from her time at the Statue of Liberty. There's been a recommendation that she spend 3 months in jail. Kuby says no one's served time for protesting or trespassing at the Statue of Liberty before.
Certainly the Trump administration has decided to treat this case in a fashion different from all other cases. And that clearly is a manifestation of the Trump administration's anti-immigration stance. All they do is raise her profile and confer upon her political prisoner status.
A spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York, where Akumu's charged, declined to comment. As she faces her sentencing hearing tomorrow, Akumu says she's ready to go to jail, but hopes she doesn't have to.
I was judged by the law of this country, which is embedded in white supremacy. If I had been judged on principles by the people, then I would have been found not guilty.
All that matters, Akumu says, is that she's on the right side of history. For The World, I'm Roopa Shenoy.